Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Doreen Malloy, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have some quick updates. On September 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have a webinar entitled Evidence of the Afterlife Through Communication via Electronic Devices. It's hosted by researcher Sonia Rinaldi, who will provide a very basic definition of instrumental transcommunication, or also called ITC, its history, and explain how deceased loved ones often come through with messages and voice, known as electronic voice phenomenon, or EVP, which most of you have heard, as well as through images from the other side. She'll introduce viewers to the award-winning documentary based on her 3.5 decades of research entitled Rinaldi. Some very exciting phenomenon has actually been happening recently in direct response to Sonia's request to her spirit team, and very large numbers of as of yet identified, referred to as unknown, people in spirit have been coming through in images. Sonia will present some of the identified as well as the unknown images to the audience. And then, if you haven't heard me say this already, which you probably have if you've listened to the show, there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Robert Ginsberg, and the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a really good book, and it gives you an inside look at the mediums who've been tested and certified and what that process looks like, and also, which I think is the most important part, what to watch out for when selecting a medium for yourself. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. We'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we look forward to taking your calls. But first, I'm going to introduce our very special guest this evening. Doreen Malloy is the author of Proof Positive, Metaphysical Wisdom, and has a private practice in Union City, New Jersey, as a psychic medium. Doreen also teaches workshop on psychic development, mediumship development, introduction to tarot, and beginner's astrology. I've actually taken some of those workshops myself. They're great. Doreen is lab certified through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program under the direction of Dr. Gary E. Schwartz. And since 2008, Doreen has been participating in mediumship research at the Winbridge Institute in Tucson, Arizona. She's a level 5 Winbridge certified research medium. She also serves on the Forever Family Foundation Mediums Advisory Board. And in addition to all that stuff, Doreen is also licensed by the Grief Recovery Institute of California and is listed as a certified grief recovery specialist. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Doreen.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you.
I know. It's great to be back with you. But remember, the last time we were on the show together, I was hosting, and you were the guest.
I was the guest. I know. And for those of you who don't know, I've known Doreen before. Actually, you're the reason, Doreen, I'm in Forever Family. You're the one who made me apply. So we go way back.
Yes, we definitely do. I had to kick you out of the nest, though, a little bit.
You did. You really did.
You're terrific. You're great at this. So,
thank you.
It's great to be back with you on the air. This is fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So we have some time to have a little chat, and I would love to actually tell the story of sort of. So for those of you who don't know, before the show, I always email everyone and ask them if there's anything they want to talk about or any events they want to plug, so you guys can listen and can see them. And Doreen, when I asked you, you mentioned, what's the name of the book again?
So it's a whole series of books called The Law of One.
The Law of One, right.
The Law of One, and I recently got into that, found it very fascinating. But then you, in the email, you said you had something you wanted to say about that.
So now I freaked out. So the other night, I've been homesick. I kind of had to quarantine for a little while. And in doing that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to meditate because like every other medium, you know, we have busy lives. We don't always meditate as much as we should. So I was meditating, I don't know, maybe it was the night or two before we emailed, whatever day that was. And I got this whole sort of lesson or commentary, whatever you want to call it, from my guides during a meditation about unity and how we're all one. And if I could just wrap my mind around that concept, I don't even really need to learn anything else because you've learned it all. And, you know, they've already told me this when I first started doing mediumship. I kind of got this message. I had a dream about it once to kind of put it into perspective. But there's a difference between knowing something and then feeling it. And this kind of like I integrated into my soul. So oddly enough, I come out of the meditation. I write down the other stuff that I got. And I just happened to go to my bookshelf and open a book that I haven't opened since I'm a teenager. But I've had it. It's some kind of like compendium or appendix, whatever you want to call it. And I opened it up to a page and it literally said the Law of Unity. And on the page was word for word something that my guide said to me. So I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. And then the next day when I emailed you, you brought up the Law of One and this material. And I was like, oh my God, we have to talk about it. Like there's obviously a message my guides are trying to get through to me and everyone
else.
So
you know what that tells me? That tells me that you need to look into the Law of One because
I'll tell you,
I got involved in this. I was so fascinated by it. Just to give you a little background of what this is, because, you know, I don't know, I think I shared this with you a while back. I tell a lot of people this story that in the 1980s, I had gotten heavily involved with the Seth books with author Jane Roberts. And, you know, Seth was, you know, channeled material that Jane Roberts brought through. And, you know, she wrote a series of books that Seth actually dictated. And so I've always been fascinated with this channeled information and information that came from these higher densities, of which Seth was a part of that also, sixth density. Right. And but recently, I think I was watching a webinar or something with David Wilcock. I like his stuff. I find him to be very fascinating. He's very knowledgeable. And he always mentions the Law of One. And I'm like, what is this stuff? I have to just kind of look into this a little bit and see what this is about. Really fascinating. It was a group of people, three people, in the early 1980s. These transmissions that were coming through to them actually started in 1981. And as a result of this, they wrote a series of books that had been published about the information that was coming through, and it was coming through from the sixth density. And oddly enough, two of these people had been living together. The third one comes into the picture, and within weeks, the transmission started. So there was something that had to happen with these three people coming together.
Right.
And then all this really interesting, I found it very fascinating, information that came through. To just really try, the purpose of the transmissions was to really help and try to get us to understand a little bit more about the world that we live in. And it was coming from these higher densities. So, you know, if any of the listeners are interested in that, you can look it up online. There's information about them online. Just look up the Law of One and it'll direct you to a website. There were several books written by this group of people. It was one woman and two men. Carla Ruckert was the woman, and she originally was working with Don Elkins. He was like the interviewer, and Carla would be the one that would go into the trance state. And then they had you know, somebody else come into the picture who was working with them. His name was James McCarty, and then these transmissions, amazing, came through. So if anybody's interested in that, they should really look into it. It's really fascinating information to see what comes through spiritually from this group, this consciousness that is, you know, pretty highly evolved, way beyond us, let's put it that way.
Oh, definitely. That's super cool. Actually, I did look it up. I didn't really read too much about it, but I found the original sessions. I think there's like 106 or something.
They're all free.
They have a website, and they're free online if you wanted to read them. So
yes,
if
you can
anyone's
read
interested,
them online.
You don't even have to buy anything. You just go search it, and it's right there. But I'm definitely going to look into it because I found, you know, I haven't had a synchronicity like that happen in a while. So when you said that to me, I know in the email, I was like, oh, my God. I kind of freaked out, but it was just so,
yeah. So
like,
there's a little bit of a message there for you then. Yeah, so yeah, definitely look into this.
I think so. Well, I think we were supposed to talk about it on the radio, too. So I'm sure a lot of people listening are supposed to find out about that, too. So, you know, get to reading, my friends. Okay, so before we go to the phone lines, Doreen, so I want you to tell everyone about your music, too, because you have some shows and stuff coming up, right?
Yes, I have a big show coming up. Well, for some people who don't know this, I've been in music for many, many years. I was a professional vocalist for years.
You're very good.
And back in the 1990s, my husband and I had a band called Strange Brew, and we used to gig locally in New York, New Jersey, you know, that metropolitan area I think we did it for about 6 years. Then we took a break. We wanted to move on to do some other things. And during that break is when I wrote my first book and, you know, my husband developed his business. Anyway, we decided about 4 years ago to put this band back together. And we have some amazing musicians. I mean, these guys are just fabulous. And so it's still the same name. It's Strange Brew, and we're located primarily in New Jersey, in New York City. And we have a show coming up in Fort Lee on September 6th. So if anybody's interested in that or they want to check out, you know, some of the music that we do, they can go to strangebrew.com. And we have a lot of fun with that.
You guys are really good. I saw, right before COVID, I went with some of my family because Doreen, they don't know, but we're like sort of related.
we're sort of like family.
We're sort of like family. Yeah. So I went with my cousin and my mom to one of your shows, and we had such a good time. You guys were so good. I knew you wouldn't suck, but I didn't realize how good you guys are. You're really, really good. I was so impressed, and it was so much fun. The music was good. You have such a good voice. It was great. So anyone who's
in the area is interested. And if anyone's interested, so really what we do is it's a Clapton, Eric Clapton tribute band. Mm. And so we do a lot of Clapton music and, you know, a few other things with blues and rock and roll and stuff and people that, you know, Clapton had worked with. So we have a lot of fun with it. It's great. It's really good.
It was good. I recommend it. And I might be there at that show, so you'll get to see not one of us, but two of us.
September 6th, up in Fort Lee.
Say hi. Yeah, come say hi to us. Okay,
that'd
good.
Be great.
So, for those who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Doreen Malloy, and be sure to check out Doreen's website at www.doreenmalloy.com. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls, Doreen?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good. And I should also mention, I'm sure everyone listening knows this already, but we are commercial free now, so that gives us more time to let Doreen communicate with Spirit and talk to you guys. So before we take our first caller, just as a quick reminder, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by first name and the state that you're in, and you can let us know if you want to have a connection with Spirit, and Doreen will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us instead, we are always happy to take your questions. Okay, so first up is Marguerite from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Marguerite?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Good. I can't complain. Did you have a question for us, or did you want a connection with Spirit?
I would like to do a connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome. I'll turn you over to Doreen.
Hi, Marguerite. How are you?
I'm good. It's Margaret.
It's Margaret. Okay.
It's Margaret. Someone's other line is ringing. I know it's not mine because I don't have a second line on here. Well, Margaret, thanks for calling into the show. I'm just tuning into your energy right now. And the first thing I'm getting for you, I get an older female that comes in around you. Oh, wow, you have a couple of people there, though. Okay, so I'm getting an older female. I'm also getting a younger male around you. So I'm not sure where this comes in for you. I'm sorry?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand the younger male?
Yes, I believe that would be my husband.
Okay. All right, so we have your husband, but there's an older female there as well, and this feels really strongly to me like it's mother vibration. I don't know if it's your mom, or it could be a mom figure for you, like mother-in-law or stepmom or godmother or something like that. They kind of step forward together. I almost feel like they're kind of vying for my attention. Do you understand who the older female might be as well?
Yes.
Okay, is it your mom, your biological mom?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting the mom energy really strong with her. I want to start with your mom, but I know I'm going to get to your husband also because they kind of stepped in together. But let me start with mom first. I'm getting something with her. She wants me to mention something to you about you sensing her on your own. Or you getting, I don't know if you're getting signs from her or if it's something like, you know how sometimes we watch for certain signs from someone who's on the other side. I feel like your mom works hard to try to give you a heads up like, hey, I'm still around. And she's showing me something also. Okay, I'm just going to describe to you what this is. It looks to me like it's either coffee cups or teacups or it's like a set that she might have had. Did you inherit this from her, or is this something that you have that belonged to your mom that you're still in possession of? Do you know what she's referring to?
No. My mom passed when I was a child, so I really don't know.
So you were really young. And I'm just seeing, like, kitchen kind of stuff, and it looks to me like I can't tell if it's coffee cups or teacups or a tea set or something. I don't know why she's showing that to me. Maybe it was something that was important to her or it was inherited by somebody else in the family. I don't know if you don't have that. Maybe perhaps somebody else does because she just shows it to me, and it looks very decorative. It looks pretty. Your mom makes me feel like she does kind of come in around you, tries to let you know that she is around and she is still with you. She is showing me my symbol for dreams. I feel like that might be an easier way for you to feel more connected to them, or it's an easier way certainly for them to communicate with us. Do you tend to remember your dreams or not too often?
Yes, I remember them.
You remember them. Okay. Because your mom kind of shows me something about that. I think it's just important that you know that she is still around you. Even though you were very young when she passed, she just makes me feel like she wants to let you know she's still around, she's still connected, and she does watch out for you. I feel like your mom had that kind of vibration when she was here on Earth, where she would have kind of, you know, just watched out for everyone, and, you know, she would be the worrier, mm-hmm. you know, in the family, that sort of thing. So just know that it's the same energy and she is around you. I'm going to switch gears here for a minute. I just want to go to your husband really quick.
Okay.
Let me just see. Okay. The first thing I'm getting with him, I feel like he wants to talk about or mentioned something to you about when he passed. He's making me feel like something happened very quickly at the end. And also, he wants me to say something about that his passing was not traumatic for him. Okay, it was very fast. He showed it like he snaps his fingers for me. And, of course, obviously it's traumatic for us when we lose someone. But he's saying for him, it was like 1, 2, 3. I just cross right over. Where does the G name come in for you? How is that name connected to you or your husband? Is there a name that starts with G, like a Jerry or a George or?
Gianni, my grandson was just born.
Oh, your grandson was just born. Okay, because he's telling me to mention the G name, and I wasn't hearing it clearly, but he tells me to mention that. So that's to let you know mm-hmm. that he's aware of that. Okay, hang on one second. What is this? So I don't know if there is a birthday or anniversary coming up. It's like right around now, or it's going to be like around August, because I know we're coming in close here now to the end of July. Your husband is showing me acknowledging this. Do you understand? what this
about
is?
30
Does
seconds
somebody
left.
Have a birthday?
No. Not that
okay.
I know. Maybe my oldest daughter in August.
Yeah, it's like an August date. It's just his way of mentioning that, that he's aware of that. It felt like it was either an anniversary or birthday. Just let her know happy birthday from him, and then he brings this up. And I think we're pretty much out of time. Yes, Joe?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry. We have to leave it there. I know these are really quick readings, and we can't really get to too much in these mini readings, but I hope this helped a little bit, Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling,
what
Margaret.
What are you saying about Gianni, the G name?
I'm sorry?
Well, what's he
I'm
saying
sorry, I didn't
about
hear you.
My grandson? Because my grandson was in the NICU. Is he saying anything about him?
He's just acknowledging his presence, that he's aware of what's going on. Is he still in the hospital?
No, actually, he came home this week.
Okay. So just know that your husband's watching out for him, okay? He's just mentioning this. He's mentioning this to let you know that he's very much aware of him. He knows he's here. And he kind of shows me being a little bit excited about this. So whatever you guys are doing, you're doing a good job, all right?
Okay,
thanks for calling
thank
into
you
the
so
show.
Much.
We're going to have to leave it there.
Thank you for calling,
okay,
Margaret. You take
you.
Care. Right, have
you
a good
too.
Night.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay, so next up, Doreen, we have Kathleen from New York. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good to hear. Okay, so did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
A connection, please.
Awesome. Doreen,
hi,
you're
Kathleen.
Up.
Thanks for calling
hi,
into the show. Kathleen, I'm getting a female energy around you, and it feels like it's coming in right next to you, to your side. So to me, when it comes through like that, it usually means it's somebody around your age or closer, like kind of in your generation, closer in age to you, not generationally different. And this is a female. I don't know if this is a family member or if this is like a friend or a coworker that perhaps you lost. Do you understand who this might be? Just yes or no?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. Wow, this is somebody who's got a really nice personality. I almost get like very bubbly, good sense of humor. Was this a friend of yours? Is this how this comes in for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My best friend.
Your best friend. Okay. Because she wants you to know, listen, in our circle of energy on the other side, it's not just blood relatives or a family. Our friendships are super important too. And she kind of steps in like your sister, but I knew it wasn't like a family member. That's why I asked you if it was a friend. But she's really showing me this. I mean, you guys were thick as thieves. That's exactly the way I want to say it. And she adores
you. We were
you.
What? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
Did you say we were like sisters?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. We were. We used to say that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way she's presenting herself to me. I feel like you guys had so much fun, and there's a lot of laughter, and she wants to remind you of that, like, don't be so sad that I'm not there anymore. Remember how much we laughed. And I got to tell you, she had a good sense of humor. I mean, I feel like you guys had a lot of fun together, so she just really wants to remind you of that. I feel like something with her passing also was very unexpected. I don't know if this something progressed very quickly or something happened very quickly. She's just showing me something very fast happening with her. And I'm also feeling strongly that she leaves family behind. Do you know she has children here living?
She has no children, no.
No children. Okay, because she wants to mention the people who are left behind here living, and I feel like some of them are younger, on the younger side. I don't know if these are nieces, nephews, or if these are just people that she was close to, you know, if it's family, could be family or friends. You know, they mention people in all different capacities. There's also a name that's like either Lynn or Linda connected to her. Do you understand that name, or are you not sure?
I'm writing it down. I don't know who that is.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm just hearing the name. Sometimes when I get names, names can be anywhere. I feel pretty strongly, though, that this is the name of someone who is living, that she just wants to acknowledge. So I don't know if you guys had, you know, somebody else, another friend in your circle of friends with that name, or if this is a family member for her, but I just feel there's an acknowledgement for someone here living with the name Lynn or Linda, okay? Oh, she's talking about, she's showing me a photograph of the two of you together. I don't know if you just, like, if you framed something or you did something special with a photo after her passing. Do you understand why she's mentioning this?
I did a photo of her.
Okay.
Not me in it.
Okay, so you're not in that one, but she wants to talk about, there's a picture of the two of you together, and she likes it. She's showing me that she really likes that picture, so... Don't be critical about maybe how you look in the picture, but she really likes that. Maybe you want to frame that one, too, because she really makes me feel like you guys had a lot of fun when she was here. You did
about
a
minute left,
together. Okay. Let me just see if she wants to give me anything else really quickly. I know you have some other people on the other side, but I felt her energy dominate, and she was the one that grabbed my attention first. She really loves you, and... just know that she's hanging out with you sometimes, and she says, when I'm popping into your head.
Is there any way you could get her name or no, or her initial?
I'm not hearing any other names. The only one I heard was the Lynn or Linda, and I don't know how that fits. I know it's somebody connected to her somehow.
Right.
But just know that she is with you, and she does visit with you quite often. I feel like you feel her energy around you already. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, though, because we're out of time. But I hope this helped you a tiny bit.
Yes, it did. Thanks so much.
All righty.
Thanks so much.
Take
for
care,
calling, Kathleen.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Doreen, you're on a roll. I love this.
Okay.
Okay, next up is Nelson from Hawaii. Hi, Nelson. Nelson, you there?
Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks so much for calling.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you okay. So, Nelson, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like to make a connection to my dog that passed away last year on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay, we'll turn you over to Doreen.
Hi, Nelson. Thanks for calling into the show.
Hi.
So, did I hear you correctly when you said you wanted to make a connection to your dog?
Yeah, he was like my son. And he left me all kinds of signs. All kinds of signs. He beeps the phone whenever, like, I'm thinking about him. You know, he beeps the phone whenever I put his fur in the jar where I collect his fur.
Oh,
One time I was looking at a dog online, and he looked like him, and I was thinking, oh, and then he beeped the phone at that time. And
oh, my gosh.
I was wondering.
All right. Well, I'm going to do the best I can with this. Because I don't usually connect with animals, although I'll tell you something, I am aware of them on the other side. And oftentimes, if I'm connecting with your loved ones, they will kind of show me a dog, or, you know, I'll hear a dog bark, or they'll show me a different animal. So let me just see what I can get around your dog.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, this is a happy dog. Oh, my goodness. You know, you said before, this was like my son. You treated him like that. This was, this is a dog that's, say again?
Yeah, he was basically my son. He helped me through my, caring for my parents.
He's so happy, though. He comes across to me as just being so well cared for and so loved. You could not have loved this dog any more than you did, because I just feel like he was just so happy. Now, I feel like he was in poor health for a little while. Do you understand that?
Yes, he was.
Because it wasn't like a sudden thing. He makes me feel like, he's making me feel like I'm hurting a little bit. I have some aches and pains, and I'm not doing that well. But I do feel that you took very good care of him. And I feel like whoever your vet might have been, or whoever was administering care to him, was also really, really good. And he makes me feel like he trusts mm-hmm. you and trusted whoever tended to him. And that's, like, super important.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling me to tell you that he's with your family on the other side, and I feel an older male mm-hmm. there with him. I don't know if mm-hmm. you have a father figure on the other side or if this might even be a grandfather that you were close to. Do you understand the fatherly vibration mm-hmm. that's there?
No. I still have my father.
So your father's still here. There's like a fatherly figure there, though. I don't know if this was an uncle for you or a grandfather. Maybe it was a grandfather for you. He's letting me know that he's with your people on the other side. He's in okay. your circle of energy with your family on the other side. He's not telling okay. me this. He's okay. showing me this. I see an older male standing with your dog.
Could be my friend's dad that passed away decades ago.
If it was a father figure that you were close to, you know, that could be possible. That does happen sometimes, mm-hmm. but he wants to be known as the fatherly figure or the father figure. But your dog is doing okay. I do feel like you've connected with him in dreams also. Do you remember your dreams?
I get a lot of dreams with him.
Yeah.
I know it's him because yeah. it's so vivid.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. What did you say?
Okay. I do get a lot of dreams of him visiting me a lot.
Yeah, he's visiting you quite a bit through dreams, and it is the easiest yeah. way for them to communicate. And also, I just want to let you know that with our pets, they really are family members, and we do reunite with them when we cross
yes,
over.
We
okay, so you remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, though.
Okay. Is he around me a lot? I mean, like, when I'm, like, around my room and stuff like that?
Yeah, he is around you a lot. He's showing me not only indoors, but outdoors also.
Him following me around.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, listen, you can do a little bit of a meditation and communicate with your dog.
Okay.
And ask him to okay. give you more signs and signals. But he's showing me being so okay. very happy with you. He is still around you. He's around
okay.
you. You do sense him there. But he shows me outside also, that he walks with you outside
okay.
when you're outside. Okay?
Cool. That is so cool. I do feel him walking with me. I thought
yeah.
I was losing my mind.
No.
I have one question here.
Yeah. So I hope this helped you a little bit today.
I have one question.
Yes.
When he died, was it painful? Because it tears me up because I saw him at the hospital with his eyes glazed, and I was always tears me up. Did he suffer when he died?
No. He's showing me that he wasn't well and that he was hurting for a while. But at the very end,
yeah,
you know what's so interesting? Pets are animals. Don't feel the same way about death that people do, okay? We have fears about death.
Okay.
You know, we're afraid of dying. We're
okay.
afraid of what it's going to feel like and what's going to happen to us. Animals don't have those kinds of fears, and he's just showing me at the very end being really tired. I feel like this dog put up a good fight. I feel like he was getting some kind of treatment.
Me.
Yeah, he did for you. He wanted to
yeah.
stay for you. And he got some treatment.
You know when he beats the phone, is that really him? Because there's so many times he beats the cordless phone.
It's possible. Sometimes they can find a way to interact with any kind of electromagnetic energy. So that could be like anything
okay.
that's plugged in, which could include a phone. People do that on the other side. They can interact with phones. So it wouldn't surprise me
okay.
that your dog may have found a way to just give you a signal, okay?
He also
he's not showing me that specifically.
Okay. He did show up on surveillance camera 2 times on different cameras. Was that him? Because
uh-huh.
it looked so detailed. Was that him?
Yep.
Because it looked
yeah.
like him.
It
was yes. him?
Yeah, and sometimes technology can pick up their presence, whether it's visually
okay.
or audibly. I mean, sometimes that happens. Listen, he's still very much with you because he loved you dearly every bit as much as you loved him.
I love him
and so
too.
He's still kind of hanging out with you.
Okay.
You know, so watch for more signs and signals. Just to answer your last question, you asked if it was difficult for him to pass, and he's showing me no. He was tired and just went to sleep, and that was it, and it was over. So it really was not traumatic for him, all right? So just so you know that.
Okay, that is so much relief. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nelson, for calling. You take care, okay?
Take care, Nelson.
Thank you, Joy and Doreen. Thank you.
Okay. All righty.
You will. Bye-bye. Okay, so next up, Doreen, we have Kathy from Pennsylvania. Kathy, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, so Kathy, did you have a question for us? Did you want to make a connection to Spirit?
I'd love to make a connection, please.
Awesome. Okay, Doreen.
Okay. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
So the first thing I'm getting a mail for you on the other side. And, wow, he's got some personality, this guy. is this your husband? Is that who you were hoping to hear from?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay, because this guy has a personality that is larger than life. And he just told me that you told him he better come through during this show if you get on the air. He's very funny. So I don't know what you told him. But
I asked nicely. I asked nicely.
Okay. No, I really like his energy. I think he was fun. I think he was funny. And he's telling me to let you know that he's not only with you at night when you talk to him. He's telling me I'm with you a lot. And, oh gosh, this is so funny. He's showing me he goes with you to the grocery store or wherever you get your groceries or whatever supermarket it is.
Oh, that's funny.
So I don't know if that was something like maybe he liked to do that with you when he was here or if he used to go by himself. But he's showing me, like, not just at night when you're home and it's quiet, but I'm with you during the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where's the F name? I don't know if this is, like, I'm not hearing the whole name. I don't know if it's, like, a Fred or a Frank or where this is. How is that connected to you or your husband?
F?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of feel like it's somebody here. I think it's somebody living, and I think it's like a hello to that person. Maybe a Fran or a Frank or a Fred. I don't know where this is, but I feel like he wants to acknowledge somebody who's here. And it may have been connected to him in a different way, you know, not family. Maybe it was a friend or somebody that he had worked with or something like that.
Okay.
He says, he's telling me you talk to him all the time.
I do.
Yeah, like you talk out loud to him, too. And he wants you to know he can hear you. And he said he likes that. He likes that a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that you're wearing of his sometimes? It's like, I don't know if this is a sweater or a jacket or what this is, but he says you put something of his on. Do you understand?
I sleep with his T-shirt on my pillow.
Okay. Okay, so that'll do it for me. But I know it was like a piece of his clothing, and so he's aware of that. He brings up this to let you know that he sees you, and he knows that you're doing that, and he's glad that that comforts you a little bit. I have to say, I don't feel like your husband is gone that long. I mean, I feel like he's been on the other side for just a little while. It's not a long, long time, long time ago that he passed. And he does want you to know that he is with you and he knows what you're up to. He says to me, you're a little bit intuitive. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. So, you know, typically when they tell me that, what that kind of means to me is that you don't really need me to do this. You could probably do this on your own. And, you know, you have a really strong kind of connection with him intuitively, and you're able to pick up on those signals and signs. Okay. Now, he's talking about two younger people who are here living. I don't know how this is connected to you, if this is if you have kids or grandchildren or where this is, but he's saying to acknowledge the younger ones, and I think there's two. Do you understand this?
About a minute left.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he kind of shows me this because he wants you to know he's watching out for all of you, including the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's the deal with, did your husband like to, was he one of these guys that liked cars or like he knew like makes and models and was like into that or would find like maybe a, it wasn't, there's something about cars or makes and models, and I know nothing about this, but he's showing me something about that. Maybe he's referring to somebody here who is into that. Could be somebody who works with cars or around cars, or maybe they work in a dealership or they sell cars, but
okay,
he's just kind of showing me that. It does make sense. Okay. As long as you know, because that would be his way of getting me to say information that you're going to understand about a particular person.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's got great personality.
He does. Does he say anything about... A couple of the kids are having a really hard time right now, and I'm just curious about if there's anything about that.
The only thing he makes me feel is that whatever's happening is a trend that's happening right now, but it's not going to be, like, permanent, or it's not going to be, like, forever. He's showing me something lightening up, kind of getting a little bit easier or less stressful right around the end of the year. So pay close attention to, like, either December or maybe even January, right at the very end of the year, beginning of the new year. And it makes me feel like something will shift. Now, I don't know if that's both of them or if it's one person, but he's just showing me watch for that trend to kind of ease up, okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope this helped you a little bit today. We're going to have to leave it there.
Do you see anything for me regarding my job or career?
Your job?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just see. Oh, geez. Your husband just said it's time for a change.
Oh, wow.
He says it's time for a change. That's exactly how I heard him say it. It's time for a change. So if you're thinking about making that change, now is a really good time for that, Kathy. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling
in.
I hope this helped a tiny bit.
Thanks for calling.
Immensely. Thank you very much.
Take care. Okay, Jerry, you are... I love having you on the show. I wish we did it together. Love it. okay, so next up we have Mary from Maryland. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, I will take well. Okay, Mary, so did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with spirit, please.
All right, a connection.
Okay, hi, Mary. Nice to speak with you.
Hi, Doreen. Nice to speak with you.
So, Mary, I've got a mail coming through for you on the other side, but this feels like somebody younger, on the younger side. Is this a son for you that you're hoping to hear from?
No, not a son.
Not a son. Okay. Because he comes through very youthful to me. And so I would have said son first, but I have to make note of that and mention that he's very youthful. So youthful for his age. Okay, hang on. Let me just see. Okay. He's showing me something. I'm not quite sure how this applies, but when they show me certain symbolism, he's talking about somebody moving or somebody either just moved or somebody's thinking of moving. One of my symbols for that is showing me the cardboard boxes, and he's showing me this. Do you understand what the reference is to?
Yes, I can possibly make a connection to that.
Okay. It's either that or if it's not moving, somebody's like emptying out boxes, or they're doing some, or they're packing stuff up, you know. So, because that's mm-hmm. really the way he shows me that. Okay, hang on one second. So there's an S name. I want to say, I'm not hearing it very clearly, but it might be a Steve or a Steven name that I'm being made aware of. Do you know if this connects to him or to you?
No, I don't know if Steven connected to him.
Okay. I want you to just kind of remember that, though. It could also be a last name, like Stevens or Stevenson or something mm-hmm. like that. Some, I always go for the first name first. But I'm hearing a name that sounds kind of like that. So I don't know why he's bringing my attention to that. I'm pretty sure it's somebody living, though. It's not someone past. Just make a note of it. You may think of something later. Mm-hmm. Now he places himself to your side. Is this a husband for you?
Yes, almost a husband.
Almost a husband. Oh, well, actually,
yeah,
no,
he's
correcting you, and he's saying, it's husband. Okay? So just so you know. mm-hmm. Wow, he really comes through very youthful, though, to me. I feel like this is a guy mm-hmm. who was not, you know, whatever his age was, he wasn't a fuddy-duddy. This is a very youthful person, not only in, you know, maybe some of the things he did, but also in his thought process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's just showing me that about him.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that he had some difficulty prior to passing. I don't know if he's having a hard time getting around or if there was something that was going on right before he passed where he can't move very well
mm-hmm.
or can't get around. Or do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because he's showing me this, but he's also showing me that it was kind of frustrating for him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he was struggling with it. And he's making me feel mm-hmm. like it's hard to think about what I still can do when I can't do so many things or I can't do what I want. So I just know he struggled a little bit with that. He does make me feel that you took really good care of him. And he adores you.
Mm-hmm.
And he just makes me feel like you did everything for him. And you did whatever you could also to make things either easier for him or to make him smile, you know, which is kind of hard to do sometimes when people are going through a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he really thanks
right.
you for that. He's so grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got a minute left.
Let me just see. Okay, let me just see. So he must have really liked your cooking because he's showing me that too. Or having meals with you or whatever it is that you made for him for dinner because he's showing me this.
Mm-hmm.
He's really sweet. He's got a sweet personality, and I feel like
mm-hmm.
you guys were really, really bonded. And he's saying husband again and kind of like in a very cute type way, like it's husband and don't you forget it, okay? So
mm-hmm.
even if you guys
right.
were just living together and you weren't really married to him, you were married. Okay. So always
mm-hmm.
remember that. And just know that he's with you. He is around you a lot, by the way.
Okay.
And he shows me recently you going through his things or looking. Oh, he just showed you. You were looking at his handwriting or something. I don't know if he wrote on something or it's a card, maybe a gift card, or his handwriting was on something. And
he,
you know what I'm talking
yep.
about, right? Okay. So he was with you when you did that. Just know that he was right there with
mm-hmm.
you. Okay?
Mm, that's wonderful.
All righty, Mary. We're going to have to leave it there with you because we're just about out of time.
All right.
Thanks.
Doreen,
thank you
so much.
You're very welcome.
Very. Thank you.
You take
You're
care.
Welcome.
Okay, so Doreen, we have time for one more quick call. You ready?
Oh, my gosh. This hour goes so fast.
I know. It flies by. Okay, so last up, we have Astra from Wisconsin.
Okay,
hi.
But I didn't hear that name. Say
Astra.
Again. Astra, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So Astra, did you want to make a connection with Spirit or did you have a question?
A connection with Spirit.
Perfect.
Okay, hi Astra. Thanks for calling into the
show.
Hi,
Doreen.
Hi.
Thank you.
So I'm getting two people kind of vying for my attention for you. One feels okay. like a grandmother energy to me. She's feeling two steps above you. For me, that's two generations. So I've got like a grandma there, but I'm also getting a male that's close in age to you. So I don't know if you lost someone more recently. Maybe the grandma was a while back. But I'm also getting a male coming in around you. Do you understand who these two people might be, or you're not sure?
Yes, I understand the grandmother, and I understand the male. But
and you do. Okay.
Younger than me.
Yeah, so what's so interesting here is that they wanted to make sure they came through together. And that, to me, tells me that they are together on the other side, okay? Your grandmother, I feel like... first of all, I want to say that I feel like you did get to spend some time with her when you were young. So you would have had a fairly strong connection with her, because she shows me kind of doting on you, or, you know, kind of being around you, being with you, and just kind of having fun, maybe when you were really little. But I get with her energy is that she's also was very protective when she was here. Sweet lady, but don't mess with her, because I feel like if anybody did that, you know, she would stand up and be like the mama bear, okay? So she's just kind of showing me her energy that way. Now, she wants to make sure you know that this male, this younger male on the other side, is with her, and she's got this. Was this a son for you who crossed over?
Yeah.
So, because she's telling me, don't worry about this. I've got him. I've got him with me. And she wants you to know that. And it's super important that you know that he is really safe in a circle of energy on the other side with people who love him.
Okay.
And she's kind of at the helm, okay? She's at the top of this. So let me go to your son now. Let me just see if I can get anything with him. Because grandmother's energy is pretty dominant. I get a fast passing with him. Something very fast. Something fast and unexpected. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I'm not sure if you were thinking of something that you were thinking, if I had only done this, that wouldn't have happened. Or maybe I could have intervened in something. Or if I had only noticed something. Yeah. There's like this conversation is going on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay, because I need you to let go of that conversation. And here's why. I feel like there's nothing that you could have done that would have changed what happened to your son. And it's super important that you hear this, because he's making me feel like you're blaming yourself for something, or you're thinking that like you could have intervened in something, and he's saying, nope, but this is like not on you. I get a lot of love from him also for you, and I don't know what might have been going on with him that maybe he wasn't either able to express that to you, or didn't know how to express it, or what was going on with that, but he wants you to know how much he loves you. And I know you love him, and I know you miss him, and I have to tell you, he's around you. He has been around you. He has tried to give you a heads up. He's making me feel like you did recognize something or hear or see something, and he's telling me specifically also to mention when you were just waking up or just falling asleep, either hearing his voice or hearing something or seeing something. Do you understand what he's referring to?
About a minute left.
Yeah.
You do? Okay. All right. As long as you know what he's talking about, because that did happen. It was not your imagination. It was him trying to give you a sign that he's around. But please know, so very important, your grandmother came through first to say, I've got him. He's with me.
Okay.
All right? So never think that he's alone or whatever. She's got him, and she's very protective of family members and especially of you, and she sends you her love. She really does. She just blew a kiss to you, okay? So just know that.
Thank you so much.
That he's safe with you, all right? And thank you so much for calling into the show, but we're out of time right now.
Okay. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're so welcome. Be well.
Thank you so much for
you
calling.
Too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Jareen, we are about out of time. That's it. It really does fly by.
It does fly by.
And you're so good, too. You make my job so easy. I really do appreciate it. Not that everyone doesn't, but, you know, you're a pro. You hosted the show before I did, so you know the drill.
I know the drill. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, I would like to thank our guest, Doreen Malloy, for joining us this evening. And, Doreen, if anyone wants to book a reading with you or wants more information about you, is the best place to go your website?
Yeah, just go to the website, DoreenMalloy.com. You'll find lots and lots of info there, and you can reach me through the site.
Awesome. And you're doing readings now, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you weren't for a while, but I don't know. Maybe
I'm a little bit backed up, so I'll apologize in advance to anybody who's trying to reach me. Who, you know, it takes me a while to get back to you, but you know, it's really been jammed.
Well, everyone, if you've listened to the show, you obviously know she's worth the wait. So just reach out, and she will get to you. All right. Well, Doreen, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love being here with you.
Awesome. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, your host as always. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. Or on Instagram at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.